Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're all about taking back control of your online reading experience.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at a tool called MiniFlux. And of course, huge thanks to the folks at SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed by digital clutter, SafeServer can help. They're experts in digital transformation.
Right.
And that includes helping you set up tools like MiniFlux. So to learn more, head over to www.safeserver.ude.
Very cool.
Now imagine a feed reader that actually like helps you read instead of, you know, just getting sucked into endless scrolling.
Okay, yeah.
That's the promise of MiniFlux. And today we've got their GitHub page and their website as our sources.
Okay.
So let's dive in and see what makes it so unique.
Sounds good.
So right off the bat, their description uses a pretty interesting phrase.
Okay.
It says, minimalist and opinionated.
Uh-huh.
And that's not something you see every day in software descriptions, right?
Not your typical software jargon, no.
Not at all. So what does that mean when we're talking about a feed reader?
Well, in this context, opinionated means that the creators have a very specific vision for how MiniFlux should be used.
Okay.
They're not trying to be everything to everyone.
Right.
Instead, they're focusing on delivering a better, more intentional reading experience. And that might actually mean limiting features.
So it's not about having every single bell and whistle.
Right.
It's more about choosing very carefully what is included and what isn't.
Exactly.
But why would someone actually want fewer features in their feed reader?
I think that's a fascinating question because think about it. How many apps these days are just bloated with features that we barely use?
Right.
It's overwhelming.
It is, yeah.
MiniFlux takes the opposite approach. They prioritize focus and privacy, and they believe that by stripping away distractions, they can actually enhance your reading experience.
Okay, so almost a less is more philosophy applied to software design.
Exactly.
I like that. And this is reflected in a number of their key features.
Yeah.
For example, MiniFlux really emphasizes readability,
mm-hmm.
the layout, the fonts, the colors. Everything is geared towards making the content itself like the star of the show.
Right.
So no flashy banners or distracting sidebars trying to grab your attention.
No, just clean, minimalist design that lets you focus on what you're actually reading.
Okay, I like it. And it gets even better. MiniFlux offers full article retrieval.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that means it fetches the entire text of an article, even if your feed only provides like a summary.
Nice.
Yeah, how many times have you clicked on a Read More link and then you're bombarded with ads and pop-ups on a totally different website?
Countless times, I'm sure.
Right. And that's exactly what MiniFlux wants to avoid.
Yeah.
It's a clean, uninterrupted reading experience.
Yeah.
Even if it requires a bit more work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, to pull that full text.
Right.
And I'm betting that also ties into their emphasis on privacy.
Absolutely. No ads, no user tracking. Even those sneaky little pixel trackers are automatically removed.
No.
You are in complete control of your data, which is a big deal these days.
Yeah, a breath of fresh air for sure. In a world where so many apps are practically data vacuum cleaners.
That's one way to put it.
So what else? There's got to be more.
Oh, yeah, there's more. So MiniFlux is designed for speed and efficiency. So the interface is lightweight, allowing for quick scanning, and they encourage the use of keyboard shortcuts.
Oh, interesting.
For a really focused reading experience.
So they're actively trying to encourage a more hands-on, intentional way of interacting with your content, not just passive scrolling.
Precisely. It's a more mindful approach.
Yeah.
And I think that's really refreshing.
Okay. Now, when it comes to actually setting this thing up, how hard is it?
Well, they offer several different ways to install MiniFlux. You've got a single binary RPM Debian packages or even a Docker image.
So it seems like they've really thought about making it accessible to a range of users, you know, whatever their technical expertise might be.
Absolutely. They've put a lot of effort into making the installation process as straightforward as possible.
Okay. And it's open source and self-hosted, right?
Yes, that's right. So you have complete control over your data and how it's managed.
And it's all under the permissive Apache 2.0 license.
That's right.
So no restrictive terms or limitations to worry about.
Exactly.
I'm really starting to see why someone would choose MiniFlux over these, you know, feature-packed, data-hungry feed readers out there.
Yeah, it's a completely different philosophy.
It is, and that philosophy is clearly resonating with people. If you go to their website, they actually have a donation section.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is really telling for an open-source project.
It is, because it means that people are willing to put their money where their mouth is, they believe in what MiniFlux is doing, and they want to support its development.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong endorsement.
It certainly is, and it speaks to the growing desire for more intentional privacy-focused tools in our digital world.
So we've established that MiniFlux is minimalist.
Right.
But what does this opinionated design actually mean for the reading experience?
That's a great question, and I think it's time to move past the features themselves and really dig into the why behind them.
I agree, we've got a lot more to unpack here.
We do.
So stay tuned.
You know, this whole idea of opinionated software, it's fascinating.
I know, it's like MiniFlux is like swimming against the current in a lot of ways in the tech world.
It is. They're basically saying, we're not going to chase every trend. We're not going to try to please everyone.
Right.
We have a vision and we're going to stick to it.
It takes guts.
It does, because so much of the industry is about adding more features,
yeah,
collecting more data, you know, just constantly vying for your attention.
Right.
MiniFlux is very deliberately stepping back from that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really powerful statement.
It's almost like a countercultural movement in software.
Absolutely.
And it seems to be resonating with people who are just tired of feeling overwhelmed and out of control.
Yeah, they're offering a way to reclaim your reading experience,
yeah,
and engage with content on your own terms.
Okay, but let's be realistic. Not everyone is looking for a bare-bones feed reader.
Right.
Some people like having all the bells and whistles.
Of course they do, and MiniFlux isn't trying to be the solution for everyone. They're targeting a specific audience.
Oh.
People who value simplicity, focus, control over their data.
Okay.
People who are tired of the noise and the clutter of the modern web.
So it's really about making a conscious choice.
Exactly.
Choosing to step off the information overload treadmill and actually, you know, prioritize quality over quantity.
Exactly. And that's where the opinionated design comes in.
Okay.
By making deliberate choices about what to include and what to leave out.
Right.
MiniFlux is actually guiding users towards a more mindful reading experience.
You mentioned earlier keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah.
That seems like another deliberate choice.
It is.
It's not the most intuitive approach for everyone.
True, but it's incredibly efficient once you get the hang of it.
Okay.
It encourages a more focused way of reading, almost like you're back in control of the experience instead of passively scrolling.
And it ties into the self-hosting aspect as well.
Yes.
Which, you know, requires a certain level of technical comfort.
Right.
Which, again, suggests that they're targeting a very specific type of user.
Exactly. These are people who are willing to take ownership of their data and their digital lives. They're not afraid to roll up their sleeves, get a little technical if it means a better, more private experience.
You know, it strikes me that MiniFlux is more than just a feed reader. It's almost a statement about how we choose to engage with technology.
I love that.
It's saying you don't have to be a passive consumer.
Right.
You can be an active participant, making choices that align with your values.
Like a quiet rebellion against the move fast and break things mentality.
Right. But let's be honest, not everyone has the time or the technical skills to set up a self-hosted feed reader.
Right.
What would you say to someone who is intrigued by MiniFlux, but, you know, maybe feeling a bit intimidated by the technical side of things?
That's a fair point. Self-hosting can seem daunting, but it's often much easier than people think.
Okay.
And remember, services like SafeServer can help with that technical heavy lifting.
Right.
They can guide you through the setup process.
They're experts in digital transformation. And they understand the value of tools like MiniFlux.
For sure.
So if you're feeling stuck, reach out to them.
Yeah.
You can find them at www.safeserver.tuplep.de.
Excellent reminder.
They can be a valuable resource for anyone who's looking to, you know, really take control of their digital experience.
But even if someone isn't ready to jump into self-hosting, I still think there's a lot to learn from MiniFlux's approach.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's not just the features, it's the philosophy behind them.
It is. It's the idea that we can be more intentional about our digital lives.
Yeah.
That we can choose tools that align with our values.
Right.
And prioritize our well-being.
And we don't have to settle for those default settings.
Exactly.
We can customize, we can tweak, we can even build our own solutions if that's what it takes.
Right.
To create a digital experience that actually serves us.
MiniFlux might not be the right fit for everyone.
Right.
But its approach is definitely something we can all learn from.
Will said, now we've talked a lot about the philosophy behind MiniFlux, but I'm curious to hear some real-world perspectives.
Okay.
Have you come across any user testimonials or reviews that highlight how MiniFlux has actually impacted people's reading habits? So I was just browsing through some online forums and reviews.
Okay.
And it's clear that MiniFlux has a pretty passionate following.
Yeah.
People are raving about how it's changed their relationship with news and online content.
Well, that's not surprising. You know, when the tool successfully addresses a pain point that so many people experience.
Right.
It tends to generate a lot of enthusiasm.
One comment that really stuck with me was from a user who said they used to, like, dread opening their feed reader.
Oh, wow.
Because it just felt like a chore.
Yeah.
This endless stream of headlines they felt obligated to skim through.
Right.
But with Miniflex, they actually look forward to reading again.
That's great.
It's become a relaxing ritual, a way to unwind and engage with content that they genuinely care about.
That's a powerful testament to the impact of that minimalist approach. By stripping away the distractions and allowing users to really curate their feeds more intentionally, MiniFlex has transformed reading from a source of stress into a source of pleasure.
It's not just about individual enjoyment, though.
Right.
Some users have said that MiniFlex has actually helped them be more informed and engaged citizens.
Oh, interesting.
They're not just passively consuming headlines anymore.
Yeah.
They're taking the time to read in-depth articles,
Right.
critically analyze different perspectives, and really form their own opinions.
That's a crucial point in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information.
That is.
It's easy to fall into that trap of just superficial skimming and, reactive sharing.
Right.
Mainflex encourages a more thoughtful and deliberate approach to consuming information, which is essential for making informed decisions and participating in meaningful discussions.
It's almost like MiniFlex is a tool for like digital detox, you
See,
know,
yeah.
helping users break free from that addictive cycle of endless scrolling and reclaim their time and attention.
I like that analogy. It's about reclaiming agency in a digital world that often feels designed to keep us, hooked and distracted.
Yeah.
MiniFlex empowers users to take back control, set their own priorities, and engage with content in a way that aligns with their values and their goals.
So for our listeners who are intrigued by MiniFlex and, you know, the potential that it holds for a more mindful digital life,
Yeah.
what's the best way to get started?
Well, the MiniFlex website is a great starting point.
Yep.
They've got comprehensive documentation, FAQs, even a demo site where you can try out the interface before committing to installing it.
And of course, for those who are ready to take the plunge into self-hosting, but maybe need a little bit of guidance, SafeServer is there to help.
Absolutely.
Their expertise in digital transformation and hosting solutions can make the transition a lot smoother.
Yeah, they can help you navigate the technical aspects so you can just focus on enjoying the benefits of, the streamlined, privacy-focused reading experience.
Excellent. So check them out at www.safeserver.ade. Well, it seems like we've reached the end of our deep dive into MiniFlex.
It has.
It's been a fascinating exploration of a tool that's not just changing how we read online,
Yeah.
but also challenging, you know, our assumptions about software design and our relation with technology as a whole.
I couldn't agree more. It's a reminder that less can indeed be more.
Yeah.
And by embracing simplicity and intentionality, we can create digital experiences that truly serve us.
So to our listeners, we encourage you to explore MiniFlex, consider its philosophy, and maybe even experiment with other tools that, you know, prioritize focus, privacy, and control.
Right.
Remember, you have the power to shape your digital
You
world
do.
and create a more mindful online experience.
And never stop exploring.
Yes.
The digital landscape is constantly evolving.
That's true.
There are always new and innovative tools emerging that can help you live a more intentional and fulfilling life online.
Absolutely. Well,
Well,
until next time, keep diving deep and keep those minds curious.
sounds good.
We'll see you on our next deep dive.